This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One of the simplest reasons to keep the hormone overdose morning after pill out of easy reach of young girls is that often such girls are in reality being preyed upon by sexual predators seeking to cover up their crimes. But that reasoning and other such good reasons have been lost on the White House as the Obama administration has essentially okayed the Plan B drug hormone overdose to be sold over-the-counter nationwide. A major newspaper is bringing the story of late-term abortionist Douglas Carpin to its readers in banner headlines. Front-page banner headlines greeted readers of the Houston Chronicle Monday, questioning if the case of Carpin's abortion business was a house of horrors or a matter of simple harassment. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says the evidence gathered by Carpin's former employees is compelling. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. A young baby with a deadly aneurysm was saved by an innovative doctor and superglue. Dr. Koji Ebersol could not do the typical repair for brain aneurysm on such a young child, so he used a hair-thin catheter to enter the brain and deposit just a dab of superglue. The child responded miraculously and should be headed home soon. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.